Winter Park, the home for the Minnesota Vikings. It is located in Eden Prairie, approximately 14 miles southwest of Minneapolis. And 6,846 miles from the deserts of Afghanistan. A cubicle inside Winter Park is a far cry from the conditions Patrick Nelson saw during his many years on the front lines protecting our freedom.
I started college and, 2 to 3 weeks later, September 11th happened. I dropped out of college 2 days later because, I knew the National Guard wasn't really going to be the first ones, called out. I always kind of wanted to go active duty anyways, and this was just really my sign. But eventually I got sent over to Germany where I was stationed. I was there from January 2002 till August of 2002. Then in March of 2003, we went into Iraq. We were part of the initial invasion force, and I was there till March of 2004. Went back to Italy, got promoted to sergeant, and then from March of 2005 to March of 2006, I was in Afghanistan. I was wounded on that deployment on June 8, 2005. And then went back to Italy, moved to Germany, and then went back to Afghanistan from May 2007 until August 2008. And that was my last deployment. And then in October of 2008, I got out of the Army, came back to Minnesota, went to school at Minnesota State University, Mankato, where I double majored in history and sport management. And then I went on to grad school and got my master's degree in sport management. And here I am with the Vikings interning.
His mind is now thousands of miles from the fighting in Afghanistan. But on this holiday, he never forgets about the special group he was part of while serving and protecting our country.
It certainly is a day to pause and remember, but I think as a veteran, there's, obviously not a day that goes by that I don't think about, what I've been through, the friends that I've lost over there, the family that I still have that are serving, and also, the appreciation I have for other veterans of past conflicts, to even imagine what they've gone through and compared to what I went through is pretty remarkable. So I always remember it, but it is a day for the rest of our country to sort of pause and reflect, and also a way for places such as the Vikings and the National Football League to take time out of what they do as a business to show their appreciation and their thanks.
This is a day we remind ourselves of the veterans who all risked their lives so that the people of the United States can live in peace and be free. Veterans Day is a special time for all Americans, but a day that holds even more importance for a group of Vikings.
My grandfather, he flew planes in the Korean War, and my mom and dad, they met in the Air Force in Virginia before they had me. My mom actually, she traveled all over the country. I think she went to Greece and a couple other places overseas for the Air Force, and then she was a nurse. And before she went off, she was going to go to the Desert Storm, but she had me and my brother, so she kind of stayed back.
My father actually was stationed over in Germany, in Kaiserslautern, Germany, and that's where actually I was born. So we have close ties to the military. They go out, and those are really live bullets. They say in football we have live bullets. It's really life and death out there. So they're actually my heroes, and I thank God for them.
My family has a lot of military background. I was born in Germany because my dad was serving in the Army. My brother has actually been overseas several times on several tours, and I see the sacrifices he makes for his family, his kids, and being away and risking his life every day to keep our freedom safe. So I have so much respect because they're doing something that not everybody could do, and they make so many sacrifices for our freedom.
My father served 22 years in the Army, field artillery guy. He's now a veteran, so the fact that we have a day to celebrate his hard work and things he did for our country is very exciting for me. My father being a veteran now, and his friends being a veteran, it's not always easy for those guys. And just the fact that Americans stop and applaud those guys and let them have their day, I know they feel good about it. My dad definitely enjoys it, and I know the rest of the soldiers do as well.